Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for allowing me to celebrate and be a little extra obnoxious this week, celebrating our 15th anniversary and encouraging you to do the same thing. Small business owners, please, when you have milestones, when you've accomplished something, celebrate it with your people, celebrate it with your customers. People like that. It's great recognition. We have so many tough days in our businesses. When you have a day or a month or a week or whatever, when you can celebrate a milestone, please be sure to do that. Steve Forbes is our guest, folks. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's the author of Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't. That's his recent book. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're a journalist. You've made your career as a corporate leader and a leader of in this country. You've been a presidential candidate twice, but also you're part of the media world, and which is called the Fourth Estate. And given that title because of their importance to the future of America, the founders knew that a free and unbiased press was critical to keeping the political class in order. And Steve, I have never been as concerned about America today as I am now. Not because President Obama got reelected, not because of Obamacare, not because of the fiscal cliff. I'm concerned about America because we have a fourth estate, a mainstream media that's performing professional malpractice as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Well, no one would accuse them of being objective in this past election. And you saw it on things like coverage of Libya. The only coverage Ben got on the mainstream was criticizing Romney for responding allegedly too quickly. Romney's criticisms
exactly
were right on target, but he was should have waited a couple of days, they said.
If a Republican president had been in the White House, That one event would have, the mainstream media would have prevented him from being reelected.
It would have been a constant theme. And I tell you, the economy, even though it showed a few signs of life in recent months, would have been a constant theme. The number of unemployed would have been a constant theme.
Yep.
But instead, in the case of when the president visited the East Coast, we went, our house went without electricity for 12 days.
Right.
But he comes in, does a photo op with Governor Christie, and that's the last we saw of him. He's probably going to come back in a day or two.
But yet people voted for him because of that. Steve, what I'm trying to say to my audience is, regardless of who you voted for, you shouldn't, if you're glad President Obama got reelected, you shouldn't be glad that the media gave him a pass, because if they should ever flip over and do it for Republicans one day, that won't be good for America either. We need an unbiased and objective Fourth Estate, Steve. That's worse than the danger from without.
Yes, and fortunately, alternative media, we are discussing during the break. You're doing podcasts, you were doing broadcasts on the web going back to 1998. Alternative media is growing. It still doesn't hit people day to day the way mainstream media does, but I think we're going to get a little more variety there than we did with the one-size-fits-all approach of the mainstream.
Right. You mentioned Benghazi. You know, when I remember, as you do, Watergate, that was a simple breaking and entering that was barely much more than a misdemeanor. That it was the cover up that got into the most trouble and cost him his presidency. Four people died at Benghazi. There's no question there's been a cover up. Steve, what do you think? What do you make of all this?
It's an ugly situation. And made even more weird by the Petraeus thing.
Yeah.
We're going to find out one way or the other, even though the administration will try to cover it up, what Petraeus said after Benghazi on September 11th. Did they hang, was this a situation, was that to hold the sword over his head? We don't know. And I hope the Senate goes through with the hearings with General Petraeus.
Right.
And they haven't set a date yet.
Some people have asked for some people have asked for a select committee of all four of the House and Senate groups. Do you think that will happen? Don't we need that like they had in Watergate?
Yes, but Harry Reid and others, I don't think are going to cooperate. They figure they own the House now, and they're just going to stonewall this thing as much as they can. I'm sure they're putting enormous pressure on Senator Feinstein of California.
Yeah.
She's a Democrat.
She's the honest broker in that caucus.
She's trying to be, but they're putting, I'm sure, a lot of pressure. Postpone the hearings, close the hearings to the public, bury it, move on.
And the Fourth Estate, the media does not seem to be putting pressure on them for this, do they?
No, their enthusiasm is less, as you say, than it would have been if George W. Bush had been involved.
Folks, this is serious. This is serious corruption, Steve. I mean, let's call it what it is.
I think people are beginning to alight on that, and I think you're going to see it resonate more and more in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Because of circumstances, and also because the web is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, folks, this is serious. This is, in my opinion, this is very, very serious to America's future. This kind of behavior, not only that, but if this event is allowed to not be, you know, prosecuted all the way through till we get the truth. Quick break, right back with Steve Forbes. His website, by the way, is Forbes.com. Be sure to check it out. It's a really good site. Tin Tail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.